Good evening. My name is Gerald LeBlanc from Franklin. First, I want to say that I believe that every New Hampshire citizen and resident should have a say in what happens in their community and their backyard, and I appreciate these hearings where everybody can do that in every part of the state. I don't know exactly where the new power lines for the Northern Pass project should pass through, but please hear me out before you say, not in my community. My only request is that those who are against the Northern Pass project take a second look at the pluses and minuses and weigh them out fairly before you oppose them. I've heard some people say that there's no good that's going to come out of the Northern Pass project. I can think of one plus for the people in the northern country. There'll likely be a probability of high-speed internet coming into your community with this corridor. I would suspect businesses would seriously consider moving into your community once high-speed internet is available, thus creating jobs, employment, tax revenue, and et cetera. So I don't want to repeat what a lot of other people have said so far, so let me just say this. There's one more thing before I say that. For those that point out that the power will not initially be used in New Hampshire, please consider future needs. This project will take 5 years to complete. You don't want to wait until power is needed to start a five-year project. It makes sense to me to have this in place before the need is there, especially when New Hampshire and its residents won't be spending 1 cent on this five-year project. For those that don't want power lines in their backyard, please allow me to tell you a little bit about Franklin, New Hampshire. We average about $8,500 per student in our school system. The state average is about $11,500. We have a community action program that's located in the city-owned building in the city of Franklin that serves people in need for Franklin and the towns of Tilton, Hill, Sanburton, Salisbury, Andover, and Danbury. Our police and fire department assist surrounding communities and share services. Our dispatch also serves surrounding communities. On part of the land here in Franklin along the Merrimack River, there's a state-owned wastewater collection and treatment facility built in 1979. The Winnipesaukee River Basin Program, owned by the state of New Hampshire, serves Lake Region communities of Center Harbor, Moultonboro, Guilford, Meredith, Laconia, Belmont, Sanburton, Northfield, Tilton, and Franklin. When are other communities going to do something for Franklin? On another part of Franklin's land is a municipal waste combustor ash monofill built in 1988. This facility processes 177,000 tons per year of municipal solid waste. It's owned by 27 member municipalities of Concord. The New Hampshire Regional Solid Waste Resource Recovery Cooperative. These are 26 other communities besides Franklin. When is another community going to do something for Franklin? On another part of Franklin's land is the Franklin Falls Dam, built in 1943, one of five controlled dams built by the Corps of Engineers in the Merrimack River Basin. It encompasses 3,900 acres here in Franklin. They claim that this dam has prevented over $165 million in damages since its conception. This dam prevents floods and protects numerous communities along the Merrimack River beyond Franklin. This project can do a lot for Franklin and its citizens and its children. I ask, when will another community do something for Franklin?